right. Is everybody here? Can we get this meeting started?
Yeah, I hope you guys don't mind if I keep shaving during the meeting. I gotta stay on top of things.
FYI, Jim, we're not all guys. Right, Raya?
Right!
Hey, Alan, there's room down at the end of this table. Take a seat.
If it's cool, I'll just stand during this meeting.
Has anybody seen Bob?
Bob?
Yeah, the brainy scientist that founded this company.
Is he back from Midway yet?
Midway Atoll? What the hell's he doing there?
Oh, he texted last night. He said he'd be here.
He flies out to a tiny island in the middle of the Pacific right as our products are crashing and burning, and we're heading into a financial meltdown? That's a pussy thing to do.
All right, time out.
We don't need to do this.
That was a pussy thing to do?
We don't need to do this now,
a
Beth.
A pussy thing, Jeb? Sing it, sister.
It's my bad, but...
As your HR director, I need to point out that we agreed we will no longer put down people or things we don't like using derogatory terms for the female anatomy.
Or female anything, or derogatory anything.
We added that to the corporate handbook. That was our resolution.
Jesus, Beth, look around you. Jim can't stop shaving. Alan can't sit down. We can't even afford beta tests, so we test things on ourselves.
And poorly.
We've got bigger problems than our corporate culture.
Ouch, 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 ouch. Oh, pant squeeze. Oh, God, it's growing again.
Hey, rip them if you have to, pal.
Oh, but they're my last pair of khakis.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, we are in the middle of a crisis.
There are customers that are ready to kill us.
Well, we did sell them untested genetic therapies.
What are you talking about? I tested the full bush beard treatment myself.
Yeah, and you may be shaving your face 24/7 for the rest of your life.
And Alan tested the member elongation formula.
Now please, can we just not talk about it?
I would just... propose that if someone like Jeb continues to use derogatory terms like pussy, willy-nilly...
Well, you know as well as I do that Bob leaving town was a bogus move.
Yeah, he's the one guy who's smart enough to engineer a stop button for this situation.
But what made his leaving pussy-like, Jeb? What part of the pussy were you referring to?
Jesus!
Does his absence strike you as labial in nature?
Labial? What the hell is that?
Are you saying it was a fleshy and pink thing for him to do?
Well, maybe a little stretchy and wrinkly, too.
All I'm saying is that if we don't come up with a way to turn off the genetic changes we put into action with these products, we're all toast!
Jeb's right. This was definitely not the time for Bob to sneak off to Midway for some secret experiment he's not willing to disclose to the rest of the group.
What was that, Jim?
Oh, shoot.
What kind of secret experiment?
Is he, like, starting a new unregulated startup inside our collapsing unregulated startup?
Oops, yeah, I've said too much. He swore me to secrecy.
Macho genetics, enhancing your maleness on a shoestring. Uh-huh. Yeah, just one moment. Well, it's Sandra with Will Buy Anything Venture Capital Group. She's ready to speakerphone into the meeting.
But Bob's not here yet.
She's our only big investor.
What are we gonna tell her about all the order cancellations? And the lawsuits?
And my face! And Alan's third leg!
Fucking Bob!
We'd better not hold her off any longer. Put her on the speaker, Raya.
Okay. Hi, Sandra. I'm putting you on speaker now.
Hello, darlings. How's drizzly Seattle?
It's good, Sandra.
It's bushy.
And tight.
Where are you? At the zoo?
Such mirth. No, darlings. I decided to zip out on a tiny vacay to a quaint archipelago with a low tax base. All right, are we ready to start?
Bob's not here yet.
Oh, that's him. He's in the elevator.
Well, he'll catch up, I'm sure. We should begin now. Well, shower me with numbers, darlings.
Yeah, look, Sandra, just a heads up. Based on our current projections, this won't be a golden shower.
Golden shower? Sam,
really? Just hit me with your best shot.
Alan, do you want to do the honors, since you're standing?
Thanks, Sam. So, as you know, Sandra, Macho Genetics has been concentrating our energies on targeting high-value male anatomy augmentation using genetic engineering. We've kept costs low by flying underneath most product testing regulations.
And testing it on ourselves.
Luckily, it's the Wild West in this field, so the FDA, or any regulatory body, hasn't quite caught up yet.
Well, all of this sounds highly lucrative, darlings. So what seems to be the problem?
The problem is that our products work too well.
I don't understand.
Meaning they don't stop working. They continue to work no matter what you do.
Yeah, hi, Sandra. This is Jim. My beard is growing at a rate of 1 millimeter per minute.
How fascinating, dear. I'll bet you look rugged and handsome.
No, I don't look rugged and handsome. If I don't shave every 3 hours, I look like Frederick Douglass.
And don't get Alan started.
My last pair of pants, Sandra. I no longer fit into my last pair of pants.
Well, I imagine all the women are just fawning all over you, dear. Congratulations.
No, they're not fawning, Sandra. This is a biological disaster. We are freaks.
You are stars, darlings. It's all how we package it. And we can always add one of those cute little warnings.
Where the hell is Bob?
Bob? Is that you? Come in.
What the heck? Somebody open the door.
Oh, Bob!
What the hell, man?
What happened to you?
Is that Bob?
Yeah, it's Bob, all right.
Hello, Bob, darling.
He looks stricken.
His skin is almost greenish.
And his belly is hugely distended.
And he's short of breath.
Well, that will stop eventually. I told him not to fly in his condition all the way back from the age-hole.
Wait, Sandra, are you there too, working on the secret project?
Oh, don't be so mysterious, darling. Of course I am. We investors must stay out in front of things. How else are we to lean in?
Well, we need Bob back to his old self so he can reverse engineer our macho products ASAP.
Watch out! He's swaying left and right!
Bob, are you okay? What's going on?
What?
Big mistake!
Quick! He wants a steak!
No, I'll give him a steak.
No, that's not what he said. Listen.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
What's a big mistake?
Oh, darlings, now don't you listen to Bob right now. He's in a very excitable condition, but luckily it's only temporary.
What's she talking about?
Yeah, Jim, what's going on?
I don't want to affect my stock options.
Jim, damn your non-disclosure agreement. Tell us what's wrong with Bob.
Right. Bob went to Midway to study the genetics of that 67-year-old albatross who just gave birth. The plan was to do something mankind has never been able to do. Have a baby.
What are you talking about? Mankind's been able to do that forever.
No, Jeb. Mankind has never been able to do that. Only womankind can.
That's what drives them crazy, darlings. They get so jealous when there's something they can't do or control. It's marvelous. There's money in this, Munchkins. I say we give it to them and make them pay.
Sandra, that's like beyond Machiavellian.
He's starting to shake. Bob, what's happening?
If I didn't know better.
Oh, brother, I'm afraid that Bob figured out how to CRISPR an albatross uterus and used it on himself.
What?
What's happening?
Oh, he's taking off his shirt and pants.
Bob, what are you doing?
Ooh, hand me his pants. Maybe I could use them.
He's making a nest in the corner out of graph paper.
Wait, he's bobbing up and down on it.
Oh, darlings, pull out your phones and document this moment. What's happening now?
Oh, my God. His skin is peeling off.
It's flaking off in big sheets.
Jesus.
Bob, come back, man.
Oh, what are those things under his skin?
He's got feathers.
He's squatting over his nest.
He looks like he's constipated. What's coming out of his bum?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's happening, darlings?
He's laying a huge ass egg.
Hurts. Hurts. Hurts.
Take it down a notch, Bob. It's just birth. Don't be such a pussy.
Hey. Not cool, Beth.
Speak to me, darlings. Did he finally lay it?
He did indeed.
Oh, it's quite a beautiful egg. Blue and mottled with specks of orange.
What's he doing now?
He's caressing it softly.
He's covering it with kisses.
Now he's climbing on top of it.
My egg.
He must wait for it to hatch.
Bob! Jesus, man!
I'm sending the press over right now.
No! Somebody bar the door. Shut off the lights!
Sam?
This insanity stops now.
How will it ever stop when there's money to be made?
But what is being said, darlings?
Sandra? We'll get back to you.
Wait, what?
Bob?
I gave birth.
Yeah, you did, man.
I laid an egg.
Yes, you did. And now you have to sit on it and wait for it to hatch.
I feel quite loving and generous and towards it, but also a little afraid. What if it's a monster?
Well, that's on you. Mothers are always blamed for what comes out of them.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are going to lunch.
Good idea.
But wait, that's not fair. I can't go to lunch. I have to stay on this egg.
Yes, you're right. That's not fair.
But you wanted it all, so now you got it all.
Big mistake.
Now listen, yeah, Bob, while you're sitting there, you know, on your egg, I'll be thinking about how we can stop all this stuff.
Put the genie back in the bottle.
Okay.
If it's possible, which it's probably not.
Okay.
Okay, he says.
Bring me back a vegan BLT on seed bread.
You got it.
Wait. Do you guys hear something?
What was that?
Son of a bitch.